listen to my song. Turn on your nightlight, baby, baby, I'm gone.
Good am I if I'm like all the rest? If I just turn away when I see how you're dressed? If I shut myself off so I can't hear you cry? If I see and don't say, if I look right through you, if I turn a deaf ear to the thunder in the sky, What good am I if I say foolish things? And I laugh in the face of what sorrow brings. And I just turn my back when you silently die. What good am I?
This is Allie with Sauerkraut Sauerkraut, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. That playing was What Good Am I by Bob Dylan, and the next song that's up is Gold by Emmylou Harris. We're in for a little sleepy night. I'm here with Annabe, who's on mic too. She's willing to speak if she wants.
She is.
Oh my god, hi.
Hey.
And she's just like vibing with us.
We're true.
Both really sleepy tonight, I think. We're both fairly out of it. It's been a good weekend.
Mm-hmm.
We've been just kind of like sleepy this weekend, I think. And so we're gonna give you a little sleepy time show. So again, this is Gold by Emmylou Harris, and enjoy your listening.
By everything I thought was mine, for in the darkest hour, when the final story is told, no matter how bright I glitter, baby, I could never. I believed your finest treasure would be the one you found in me. But how could I know the measure of all you needed me to be? Though I came with sweet intentions, more my pockets could not. Sparkle like a diamond, have silver lined my soul, but no matter how bright I glitter, baby, I can never be gold. You look so high and long for heaven. I tried so hard. Feet were always made. but you saw nothing to behold. No matter how bright I could be, I could never be gold.
I couldn't say it to your face, but I won't be around. To your face, but I won't be around anymore. I needed a place, so I walked in the door. I couldn't say it to your face, but I won't be around anymore. It's my world, it's my. Sing along in my arms. You, girl, you won't be here to say I'm wrong. I couldn't say it to your face, but I won't be around anymore. I couldn't say it to your face.
Few songs that I played were I Couldn't Say It to Your Face by Arthur Russell, and little song by A.G. Cook featuring Johnny Gorgeous. Funny, I don't know if anyone remembers these during the pandemic, but during the pandemic, anyway, I don't know if you don't really listen to BC music. You're not an A.G. Cook head, are you?
Listen, you showed me A.G. Cook and I listened to 7G.
Uh-huh.
And
Love of...
Is that the one with the... Wait... That's, and then the Apple one. Is it the same one?
No, they're separate. But there is an album also called 7G versus Apple that has different versions of everything. So that's where like
that is so cool.
Charlie XCX, like the Charlie XCX version of XXOplex, where it's XCXOplex, is on that album. But I was going to say, so during the pandemic when I was like maybe my junior or senior year of high school, they would have these Zoom shows and I went to so many like it was just like them and a bunch of people and they would have little sets prepped.
Wait, what?
Yeah, and then they would be like live streaming them. They weren't live. Mm-hmm. But there was, I remember this one with Caroline Polachek that was like a 7 minute long song of her just like kind of singing to geese and then geese squawking back and her attic playing auto-tune over it, and it was so good and it was just like really silly. And that was how I found Johnny Gorgeous, because he didn't, I wouldn't say played, but he kind of, like, it's not really like they're playing at these, but mm-hmm. they were, like, presenting. He was presented to me. And there was a little Christmas one that he did where the A.G. Cook did, where he basically would have, like, he played, oh my God, why am I blanking on the name of this song? It was one from Apple, I think. He played Lifeline. That was what it was called. This was 2 years. This was in 2020.
I don't remember Lifeline.
Lifeline is great. But basically, he would have us all, like, he was like, everyone sing along to it. And then he would pin people's screens.
Oh,
so
my
you could
gosh.
See random people in the audience.
Oh, my God.
Like, mouth lip syncing along to it. And one of my best friends, Echo, was, like, singing with her dog and she got pinned. And there's, like, live evidence of that on the internet now. And so, when I miss her, I go back because the two of us were there and we were texting through the entire thing. And
that's such a beautiful memory.
It's, like, very beautiful but also really sad but also mm-hmm. really epic. I don't know. It's just that version of that song makes me think of that because that version of that song was performed at one of the PC music Zooms and... You could get like free song downloads from it and get little packs to put on the back of your screen. Like they would, you could like pay like $2 and you could download a background to match the ones from the.
Really?
Yeah, it was funny.
Oh my God.
Isn't that
that's
silly?
That's so interesting. I've never heard of that, but also, yeah, I didn't start listening to A.G. Cook till like, when was it? When I was in LA the first time. Spring break. Yeah.
And then you made a little reference to it.
I did. Melisma.
Melisma Polly. Voice boisterous.
I listened to that one a lot. My mom hated it.
Oh my God. My dad also hates H.G. Cook. He tells me that's my nails on chalkboard music.
Oh my God.
Isn't that brutal? I was driving a U-Haul with him and he was like, I can't take any more of this nails on chalkboard. And I was like, oh my God. It's just the U-Haul. It's not the music.
My mom said that it stressed her out. And that's like, I don't know, we have this policy where like if she's driving, she gets aux. If I'm driving, I get aux.
Yeah.
And so I was driving and I was like, I get aux. And she was just so angry the entire time.
Oh my God. That's really funny. Well, basically the reason I played that song is because all I do on these shows really, and it's really quite annoying, but all I do is I just go back and forth between folk music and electronic music. And I have very few songs that kind of bridge that gap, you know? I got mm-hmm. my Heidi Berry, I got my Johnny Gorgeous, and I have my A.G. Cook.
I've been listening to so much more folk because of you.
Oh my God. People have been telling me that.
Oh my God.
It's awesome. I'm like starting a little movement that's like carried on the backs of Mickey Newberry and Cat Stevens.
I need to start listening to Mickey Newberry because you talk about
him
a lot. Yeah.
So much because I'm so obsessed with him. And because according to Last FM, I'm his number one global listener.
I knew you
listener.
Were going to bring that up.
And well, you can't bring Mickey Newberry up and not have me bring that up. I can't.
But you knew you were going to get number one. Like,
no, I didn't. I didn't think I was going to be the number one listener in the entire world, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, mm-hmm. I assume that
the entire world being Melisma Last FM channel on Discord.
No. It's the entire Last FM.
What?
Yeah. I'm the number one listener
God.
In the world.
I didn't.
Like,
what?
In the world.
No. What?
Yeah.
I thought it was just Melisma.
No, in the world.
Oh my god, that's
I
insane.
Also am the number one listener on Melisma, but that's also because I'm the number one listener
high-fived.
In the world. Like, global.
What?
I am Mickey Newberry's number one fan on Last FM, at least.
Yep, you should get, like, a t-shirt.
Oh my god, I should.
Wait, so, like, what decade?
Is Mickey Newberry?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think that what it says on Spotify is necessarily correct, because they only really have one of his, like... So, Spotify has his music on really oddly, because... So he has these 7 albums that are his most famous, right? And mm-hmm. So 4 of them are on Spotify, but they're not, no, 3 of them are on Spotify, but they're kind of all in one album. So it's called an American Trilogy, when really it's 3 mm-hmm. albums. One of them is called Looks Like Rain. The other two I'm completely blanking on the names of, but they don't actually say their release dates. So the album, the remastered, or like the compilation, came out in 2011. I don't know this off the top of my head, I just pulled it up. Mm-hmm. But he was around generally in like the 70s, so like that was like his best decade was like the 70s and 80s. Mm-hmm. He has this one earlier album called Harlequin Melodies on Spotify, but if you're trying to get into him, don't go about it that way, because that album he didn't have a ton of creative control over, so the studio that he worked for, or that produced it and put it out, made it a lot more like pop focused than he wanted it to be. So I always recommend, if you're listening for the first time, to get in through an American Trilogy, because it is amazing, amazing, amazing album. Well, 3 albums.
But, I will. Yeah. I also don't listen to a lot of like 70s, and I should, because I know like some incredible music.
Yeah, I mean, I think Townes Van Zandt was also same era.
Time I hear Townes Van Zandt, I think of you. And we were in the car, and you're like, no one listens to Townes Van Zandt. Everyone's starting to get like something folk. And then,
I did go on my little rant the other day. Well, this is really funny, actually, because I went on my rant about this with anime, maybe in the spring, about how all pop music now, summer, all pop music now just references country music and old folk music.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
And no one listens to, like it's starting to come back, but yes. People don't listen to it that much.
Yeah, no. I'm like, do you remember the person who like pitched the article in Melisma talking about like country?
Yeah, James.
Yeah.
That was literally a conversation that I had with you.
A few months ago. And that was like such a big topic in my rock and roll class, because my professor was just so angry that people would just kind of like say that country music sucks and that folk music sucks. But then it's like there's like a literal pipeline. Like,
yeah, I mean, all I'm gonna say is that if you listen to Rina Sawayama in the year 2020 and you listen to her new album, I don't listen to it that much, but I've listened to one song, mm-hmm. and in that one song, I was like, "Damn, she really said, what if I sprinkled in a little bit of country music?"
And Angel Olsen's new album.
Angel Olsen's always been
but this one has more.
I mean, Big Thief is literally folk music.
Oh yeah. Oh my gosh. Speaking of Big Thief, I was telling someone this the other day that.
I was just looking at the audio levels, because we are.
Am I far away?
No, you're perfect. Oh. You're always perfect.
Oh my god. I forgot what I was saying. Oh yeah. I found it's like literally on Spotify. Mm-hmm. Like it is there. Big Thief covered Off You by the Breeders, and it's so beautiful.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's all I've been listening to.
That's awesome.
Because I just started listening to Big Thief like last week.
Do you want to play it right now?
Sure.
What's the song called?
Off You. And it's Big Thief.
I found it. All right, perfect. So the next song that's playing is Off You by Big Thief. Please enjoy. Oh. Come on.
Every day.
Okay, actually, we weren't going to talk, but now we are because I forgot to cue another song. But, so, hi.
Hi, that song was for Ruby.
Shout out to Ruby.
Shout out to Ruby. Yeah. Love her.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, I really don't have a lot of things to say right now, except I think Anve should talk for a second so I can figure out what I'm going to play next. So, can you say things for about 30 seconds?
Yeah.
Total stream of consciousness, free verse poetry on the spot. Can you?
No.
Okay. Well, then just normal chatter would work as well.
Free verse poetry on the spot. Who do you think I am?
I don't know. I don't think I could do it either.
I don't know. I feel like that's not the type of writer I am, if that makes sense.
Well,
I know I can write poetry, but I don't think I can write beautiful poetry, at least at this moment, or in this moment.
I am not the biggest poetry lover in the entire world.
Same. I don't even read, but I should.
That's okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I like to read poetry in Spanish.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's such a flex.
Thanks.
Damn.
I literally speak Spanish.
The only thing that I'm reading a collection of John Berger's essays on Cubism. They're in a little book. It's a pretty big book. It's maybe this, I'm holding my fingers up, it's about an inch and a half, I would say, inch and a half thick sized book. And it's just like they're all really, really short little snippets of his thoughts on like Picasso or like Cubism or that's like Italian beautiful. Futurism and specific artists that I can only remember Picasso out of, but I'm like halfway through and it's really lovely because nothing that I've read so far is longer than like five or they're all pretty short. They're like a page or two and interspersed are some longer ones, but it's nice because I know that I don't have to have like a lot of time set aside to read them and I still feel like my brain is doing jumping jacks, you know? Oh. My brain is just doing jumping jacks. Yeah. Anyways, this next song is called Sleeping on Roads by Neil Halstead.
Sleeping on roads, girl, yeah. Taking your time. Taking it easy while the sun it does shine. But out on the sideline, there's a whisper in your mind. Watch for the road, girl, it might just break your heart. Drink from the bottle. Easy if you got something to eat. Sleeping on roads, girl, is fun. Sleeping on roads is fun for wrote you a song, 'cause I love the way you act. Wrote you a song, but I don't mean no harm. So watch for the cars, babe, 'cause they can fuck you up. Watch for the cars, babe, 'cause they can fuck. Thank you.
Walking the Cow by Daniel Johnston. Shout out to him. I found out about him because I was going through my dad's old cassette mixtapes, maybe 3 or 4. No, this was pre-pandemic. So I was going through my dad's old mixtapes a long time ago, and he listened to Daniel Johnston as a teenager because Daniel Johnston is like a Toronto... Well, he was from Toronto, and my dad's from Toronto. Yeah, but isn't that like... Like, I just want to preface this by saying my dad is so, so, so boring now, but when he was younger, he was, like, cool in a weird way, and so it's, like, weird to see him be, like, an OG Daniel Johnston's listener when now all he listens to is, like, Death Cab for Cutie and Kanye. Anyways, speaking of walking the cow, I have a little PSA for you all. Walking is good exercise. Although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is a good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation.
Wow.
For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. How do you feel?
Can you... Okay, from where to where is a 45-minute walk? Harvard Square.
To Harvard Square.
What? I feel like that's not true.
2.5 miles? I feel like you can do that in 45 minutes. I've done it before.
You've walked to Harvard Square?
Yeah, multiple times.
Oh my god. I always take the T.
No, me too. But sometimes I just like, I don't walk there when I need to get there. I walk there like to wander.
So it's closer than what I thought. Because I thought it was just going to be like a super far away walk. They wouldn't even try to walk it.
No, it's really not that bad. I mean, it depends on how fast you're walking. But
so like, okay, the walk from like uphill, like the Res Quad to Davis is like 15 minutes.
Oh, well, I think that it depends on where on the campus you are.
Yeah, that's what I was like. Because I noticed my walk to Davis now, obviously, now that I live downhill, is like less than 10 minutes.
Yeah, I can go there in like 5 minutes.
Yeah, it's so weird because it used to be like such a thing to go to Davis. And now it's like, oh, I need to go to CVS. It's like right there.
I know. It's like one of the easiest ways for me to get coffee is to just walk to 9. I mean, obviously the Dunkin' is closer, but if I want to be like pretentious.
The Powder House.
Yeah. Jinx. But if I want to be like pretentious and annoying, then I walk to 9 Bar and I'm like, this is not a haul. This is just a stroll.
That's funny. I don't know why I thought that was so funny. I don't think I've been to many places in Davis. I feel like I find like 3 places I like and then just stick to those for like 6 months and then I rotate.
What were your three before?
Okay.
Oh, dead air.
Oh,
guys,
no.
She's thinking too long.
Sorry. Okay, I love Dachshin. Always. Mm-hmm. I will always get Dachshin. Mr. Crepe was like kind of everyone's thing in the beginning. Yeah. I feel.
Yep.
And now I won't touch it. Yeah, I'm so sick of it. Mm-hmm. I don't remember. All I can think of is Dachshin because I will order. They close at 3 a.m. now.
I know.
That's crazy.
I got takeout from them last night.
Oh my god, so did Catherine. And she didn't get me any and I was so bitter about it. She didn't
even
ask.
Oh my god, I need my friend who I bought it for to Venmo me as well.
Wow.
Boo.
First name, last name on air.
No.
No, don't do that.
No.
Wait, what was our fun fact? Not even interesting fact.
We were talking about how Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, they use real life squirrels to shell the nuts, and they trained 40 live squirrels to shell the nuts and not
eat them. They trained more than that.
It said 40.
There were hundreds of squirrels, and they chose the 40 best.
They had tryouts?
Yeah.
They had squirrel tryouts?
That's so, like, I genuinely thought it was CGI.
It was, according to the city, one of the most expensive parts of the film.
Yeah, and time-consuming. And which makes sense.
Yeah, because...
But, like, I don't know.
Imagine you saw a squirrel in real life shelling a nut and then kicking it away and putting it down a chute. What would you... I don't know what I would do. I think I would be, like...
I would think there's, like, a glitch in the Matrix.
Oh, my
God.
Like,
you know, like, that one
Speaking
scene...
of glitches in the Matrix.
Okay. What?
So... I was in New York this weekend, which sounds really annoying to say out loud, but I got boba with one of my friends, my friend Bella, and we went back to the apartment, and
not mine, my friend's apartment, and put the boba down. And like, she put it down in the bathroom while she was going to the bathroom. And she hears a boba cup knock over, and she looks over, and the cup is literally gone. This is, like, a tiny bathroom, right? It's a powder mm-hmm. room. And mm-hmm. we spend 20 minutes, I kid you not, 20 minutes looking for this cup of boba. And it's literally disappeared. She didn't leave it in the car. She didn't leave it anywhere else. It just disappeared.
Oh, my God.
Glitch in the Matrix.
That's so scary.
I know. It's so funny as well. And also, when we were driving there, we saw this guy in a garbage truck. And this isn't going to be funny to anyone listening because it involves a bit of pantomime, right? A little bit of But there was this guy, and he picks up this thing, and he's going like this. And then there's a box attached.
Yeah, they're not going to know what you mean by this.
Touch the trash can, and it's going like he's doing like this to the box, and uh-huh. the box is just going like this. Oh my God, I hit the mic.
I wish I could explain.
But you know what?
Emotions you were doing right
but
now.
It was so funny, and I still think it's so funny every time I think about it.
Wow.
I'm not meant to have a radio show.
Anyways, you speak once.
This next song is Morning Hollow by Sparkle Horse.
Thank you. she don't run through the fields anymore.
Like other angry hordes, discuss what threats were made before. We don't need them anymore. You know more than I know. You know more than I know. You know more. I read the morning news in bed. What endlessness ahead, and there's no more to be said. You know more than I know. You know more than I know. You know more than I know.
than I know. You know more than I know. What crap, old chap, fills up the gap we set like traps, like traps for us the rats, and then nothing more to catch. You know more than I know. You know more than I know. You know more than I know. Then bury me deep down among the weeds that creep into the hearts of all the weak, and there's nothing more so weak. You know more than I know. You know more than I know. You know more than I know.
Hello, hello. So that was, I'm so a mess this show. Normally I have so many interesting fun facts to say, so many things to say, but instead all I'll say for right now is that was You Know Me More Than I Know by John Cale, and this is Ali on Sauerkraut Sauerkraut with Anneve, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I don't know. This has been a sweet night. It's been lovely. It's always good to be back in the station and be back in the studio and be hanging out in here. I have a very peculiar, unhealthy emotional attachment to this space, I think. A bit of a manic devotion to it, as it's been described by other people. Yeah. What's that face? You can speak.
No, I'm just reacting.
Oh
yeah,
well I reacted with a big old grin. a big face splitting smile, if you will. I need to stop doing that thing where I say something and then immediately just say a bunch of synonyms for it in a silly voice. I think that it grows old very quickly.
It's wonderful. It's like one of like my favorite bits that you do.
Oh, okay. Well, in that case, if you like when I do it, then I'm gonna keep doing it.
No, I picked up on it. Like, I feel like a thesaurus. It's like I'm proving something that I'm not.
Oh, yeah. Me, the thesaurus.
No, oh.
No, I'm kidding. It is one of my, a fun little silly thing that I do. Anyways, I'm killing time until I play my last song, because my last song is a little 1 minute longer. Yeah.
No Rivendell?
No, we try not to use Rivendell.
Oh, my bad.
No. I like to do the thing where the person after me comes in, they plug in their laptop on the aux and they fade. Switch.
I love that so much, but it also stresses me out because I feel like they just want to like sit down in the chair and I'm still there like trying to log out and stuff.
No. If they have their song ready, then they should be ready.
True.
There's all that I'm saying. There was
my first time with someone like doing that with like the fading out thing.
Yeah.
I didn't know how to do it, so it just sounded so terrible and choppy. They're like, you know how to fade out, right? And I was like, yeah, for sure.
Well, it's just a little glide.
Yeah, well, now I know, after a whole semester. And like
of trial and error.
Yeah, not even. I learned it after. Sorry.
You learned it after?
After that experience.
After that experience, one time.
Oh, I thought you assumed that you knew what I was talking about.
WMFO, easy to use. The station is amazing. I don't know what I'm trying to promote right now, but follow WMFO Radio on Instagram where you'll get to see things that aren't memes. It's meant to be taken really seriously. It's a really serious organizational page that promotes only educational content.
Yeah.
And
no cursing.
Obviously no cursing on the page.
FCC never. Mm-mm.
No cursing on the air either, but on the Instagram page, definitely not.
No.
We're really, really serious. Our graphic designers are... I was going to say they're paid, but they're not. But then I realized it wouldn't have even been funny if I'd said they were paid. Anyways, good night, everyone. This is Lullaby by Emmett Rhodes.
Tears that angels cry and the dark in all the sky. When the one you love says goodbye, 'tis an angel's cry. Sing a lullaby, sing it soft and only sigh. When the one you love says goodbye, sing a lullaby. Dee 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 dee.